You look at the legislation. Okay? You don't look primarily, you want to do the fair thing, but the first thing you have to look at is the legislation. And look what it says. It says, the child resides with that parent. Well, what does reside mean? Can you have two residences? Well, no other parent of that family. Well, what is there more than one family? Okay? This is the type of analysis you have to go through. You have to look at the legislation, not what you think is fair. Every time I present this problem, someone stands up and says, divide the benefit. And that's a fair solution, except the legislation doesn't allow for dividing the benefit. It's an equitable solution, but it's not a legal solution to the problem. And this example I'm giving you is an illustration why you have to go to the legislation and deal with that as to exactly what the legislation says. Now, in reality, what most legislation allows for, it gives detailed definitions as who's the primary parent. But one of the things about make-believe pieces of legislation, you can make them vague for good discussions in the class.
So who would you get
it? Well, if you're a good advocate or a good lawyer, you would argue both of them get it. Okay? You would argue. Whether you would win or not would be good. Now, someone else suggested about going to the Federal Court of Appeal, but the courts would interpret the appeal as to whether the Minister of Finance had interpreted the legislation properly, not a general power for the court to do what it thought was proper, right? So that's part of the roles of the courts and the role of the bureaucracy and the role of the legislature. Let's look at the other one. Second question. A Canadian family moved to the U.S. so the parents could take a one-year teaching job. They applied from the U.S. for the benefit of their child. They were denied the benefit because they were living in the U.S. What can be done? Okay, some people say, well, what's the crucial issue here? Yes. Yes. That's the crucial issue. And you would have to look up the word residence if you were an advocate. What does it mean? And you will find it's contextual in a sense of intentions to come back and all the rest of it. On a practical level, What legislation really does is it defines residence, like you live so many days in Canada in a yearly basis. But this is the type of analysis that you will have to go through in your analysis. What's our next one? Oh, yes. A single parent comes in to see you. She has 11 children. For some reason, her husband left her. I don't know why. She figures she should be entitled to $5,500 under the legislation, but she has received only $5,000. What can be done? Well, what should you do for her? Pardon? Okay, there's been a suggestion we are limited to $5,000 per year. Any other comments? Oh, all the kids, unfortunately, do live with her. Okay.
But under eligibility, just contradictory statement, under eligibility is $500 per child per year to a parent, dot, dot, and then it says limit, no more than 5,000. So could you argue the 2 points being, I don't know.
You're saying that they are inconsistent?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think would take precedence? Huh? Any comments about what would take precedence, do you think?
I'd like to think the number of actual children, 500 per child.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly that's...
That count is in there for a specific reason. It probably would have been a bunch on that.
You see, what this talks about is the authority of Parliament to set limits, right? And they've set a limit. Mm-hmm. It's 5,000. Is it fair? No. It's not fair. But sometimes legislation isn't necessarily fair. And what you're trying to do here is to find out what the legislation says. And in this case, it's a limit of 5,000. Dollars per year. Let's look at the next one. A regulation is passed under the Act saying the following: any married woman living with her husband or any woman living common law cannot make application for a benefit unless her husband or common law spouse consents in writing to the application. And a married woman finds this sexist to get this consent. What can be done? Now, we all agree that that's, but what can be done in this case? Any comments? This is a regulation under the Act. So what happens in those circumstances?
It can be thrown out. Yeah, the charter overrides all legislation.
Well,
challenge the regulation.
Okay. Well, let's deal with one thing. You see, our I put this in because it's so unfair provision that it gets people upset. But actually our Constitution does say Parliament can do this. Parliament can put a section in an act to override the Charter. So let's just sort of accept that as a principle. What do you do? Okay, you said the regulation. Why is the regulation valid?
Invalid or valid?
Valid.
Why is it valid?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't think it is, but it's valid if it's passed
in the House. In the state. Okay, well, let's look at the power to make regulations. Look at the power to make regulations. That's Section 7. Take a look at that. The Governor General and Council may make regulations, and without limiting the foregoing, may make regulations respecting procedures for making applications under this Act, respecting forms, respecting verification of information. Any comments about that? That's the power to make regulations.
Verify that the vote, that one of them is making the application on behalf of the vote.
Okay. But, and I suppose what we're trying to do is help this woman in her time of need, if I can use that expression. Any comments about the power to make regulations? Yes.
Her aid wouldn't make sense because she wouldn't be able to follow the procedures under the Act. If she, the procedures state that any parent can apply for the subsidy or the grant.
That's right. And I've given you this problem because sometimes the goal that you wish to achieve, which is this is a sexist discriminatory regulation, all the rest of it, the argument that you want to make isn't the obvious argument, okay? It isn't, for the lack of a better word, the sexy argument, which is the charter and discrimination and all the rest. Sometimes it's the backdoor argument, the less one. And basically the argument here is that Parliament has said any parent can apply. Once you apply, it's first person through the door, right? And this regulation takes away from what Parliament has decided that the proper procedure is. So this is a prime example of that.